Isabel Gillies is the author of the New York Times bestseller Happens Every Day, an all-too-true story, and now the sequel, A Year and 6 Seconds, which chronicles her efforts to pick herself up after her husband of 6 years leaves her, and of how she stumbles upon true love. Isabel is also an actress, known for her memorable debut in the film Metropolitan, and for her television role as Detective Stabler's wife on Law and Order, Special Victims Unit. Welcome, Isabel Gillies.
Thank you.
Now, your new book picks up where the first one left off. You arrive in Manhattan, your two young sons in tow, and move back in with your parents. And as readers of the first book know, what's happened up to then is simply heartbreaking, so everyone's glad to know now that you and your boys are fine. Was writing the two books at all similar, or were they really totally different experiences?
Very different experiences. The first book came out, just sort of came out of me. I wasn't a writer, and I decided to write that book for a number of different reasons, and I went and sat down and wrote every single day for 3 months, and it was kind of like, throwing up or something. Then suddenly I was done, and that was it, and I sold it, and that was it. The second book, it's much more of a reflection, and although it chronicles a very specific time, it was harder for me to gather my thoughts because it was closer to where I actually was living. So because when you go through change, a big change like divorce or losing your house or something that's quite unsettling, you know, it takes years to sort of process that. So I feel in the second one I was really still processing what had happened and trying to make sense, which I think eventually I did too, but it just took longer.
Did you ever consider fictionalizing the events rather than writing the stories as a memoir?
No. I had a clear sense of, it happens every day, I had a very clear sense of what happened, how I felt. I think because I'm an actress and I'm trained to get my feelings, what's happening inside out, that was very similar to writing. So I just took the events of what really happened and then just translated them sort of onto paper, and I never thought of fictionalizing. I don't think. I mean, I could write fiction about something completely different and use my real feelings and apply them to something fictitious, but this is just all so similar. I mean, just my feelings were very much in keeping with the actual events, so I just thought, why not just write it? And that's what I did with both books. And actually, people who are in the books say, that's amazing, that's actually exactly what happened. I can't believe you can remember it. But I don't know, I think it's really important it sticks in your memory, whether it's a peanut butter sandwich or getting your heart broken in a restaurant. I mean, I think, you know, it just sticks in you.
Now, you sort of give away the ending in the first book, and I hope it's not too much of a spoiler for the listeners to say that you end up remarried and living in Manhattan with your second husband, your two sons, and a stepdaughter. As a matter of fact, the subtitle of the new book is A Love Story. So could you just start to tell us about the new book? What is the year and what are the 6 seconds that you're referring to in the title?
Well, I'll start with the 6 seconds. There's a scientific theory which came out around when I was writing the book that it takes 6 seconds to fall in love for everybody. And I've always believed in love at first sight, and now it's sort of biologically true for a number of different reasons. I think, you know, when we were all in the planes and, you know, you had 6 seconds to choose your mate or whatever, you had to do it very quickly on the, you know, Serengeti or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that stayed with us. And I've always believed in that. So I was sort of relieved to hear the science behind it. And that's what happened with my husband. There's a number of times that you fall in love in your life, and you know it right away. You're like, oh, this is a big one. And so that's 6 seconds. And a year, for me, the process of getting back up on my feet and dusting my jeans off and pulling up my socks, for me, took about a year. And it's an ongoing process, of course. And the process of getting of recovering and restoring for me took about a year, and that's so it's about that time of rebuilding. The book is really about rebuilding and how you continue to build throughout your life with whatever's happened to you. You always have to take what happens to you and say, okay, how can I move forward? How can I have things be better? How can I learn from this experience? And that's what this book is about.
Right. And it reminds us that we can all struggle and stumble, but somehow come out fine on the other end. The big question is, how do you manage to stay so positive through everything? I mean, especially in the first book and now, you know, with the kind of rebuilding.
Well, I think the fact is, and my father always said this, something bad is definitely going to happen to you. We don't escape it. No one does. And we don't know what that's going to be. But life is not a walk in the park. And we're going to come up against very big challenges. All of us are. And that's sort of a human, challenge. We all are going to face something that we don't want to or wouldn't choose to face. But he always said, you know, you have to, something bad's going to happen, but it's how you deal with it that's going to predict the rest of your life. And so that was one thing. I had a very strong, and because I was living with my parents, I had this guidance from them, to sort of like, well, that's terrible, but what are we going to do next? But also, I found that people would tell this to me, but I found to be true in my own life too. Life around you, you have to really pay attention to your life, because I think life sends you, even in the darkest moments, these nice little reminders that it's all going to be okay, but you have to be able to pick them up and see them and use them, and, you know, even if they're very small. In my case, sometimes it would just be a beautiful day in New York City. I kind of couldn't dwell on how all these terrible things had happened when there was this, like, knockout day. I was like, I know it's bad, but look at that rose. I mean, it's just, you know, you have to sort of keep going. You just have to look at the very small things around you and appreciate them and be grateful for them. And then there's, you know, even bigger things like children and, you know, being healthy. And it's just, divorce is hard, but it's not going to kill you.
Now, you narrated the first audiobook yourself. What was the experience like to perform the book aloud?
Well, I loved it. I mean, there was the physical part of it, which is recording is so much harder than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
They said, at first I said, is there anything that you need to do this? And I thought, no, what are you talking about? I'm just going to read it. And then after about 20 minutes of reading it, I was like, I need Ricolas, I need some water, I was lime, and, you know, I was turned into a huge diva, because it's so hard to read aloud for that. Like, it took 4 days. It's your stomach growls. It's a very difficult thing to do. So whoever is reading it is doing something that's very difficult, and to do it well is it's a big talent. So I was in awe of the experience. And I love reading aloud to my children, and this was sort of a version of that. It's a hard story to read anyway for me, because, you know, but I found myself really sort of losing myself in it, and it was fun.
And the new book is read by award-winning narrator Karen White. What will you be listening for in Karen's performance?
Well, you know, on the other side, I'm so excited to hear someone read my book. I mean, it's wonderful to read your own book, but then for another experience of it, and I just feel very lucky to have anybody reading a book of mine at all, but it's going to be amazing to hear someone read it and hear their interpretation of it. And as an actress, I'm fascinated to see what, you know, how somebody else interpreted it and how they're going to put it into the world. So it's kind of like, I thought, you know, I had two children. And I had two different kinds. At one birth, I used drugs, and one I didn't, just to get two different experiences of the same process. And that's how I sort of see this. I'm like, well, I read one, and now I'm going to have an actress who's, you know, amazing read the other one and just see what that's like. So I'm thrilled to listen to it. I can't wait.
Thank you so much, Isabel Gillies, author of the just-published A Year and 6 Seconds, A Love Story. Available as an audiobook on Tantor.com. Thanks so much, Isabel.
Thank you very much.